Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
So many people in my business have pools. It's like, Jesus, can I get your agent? I mean, it's pretty expensive to have a pool, but, you know, Fatso, excuse me. I mean, we grew up in the same business, I thought. Meanwhile, this guy can afford a pool. Where am I going wrong here?
Do you have an agent?
No, I don't.
That would be the first thing.
Well, I don't want to. Why? Oh, yeah, let me get an agent. Why would I want to give someone money?
Well, you just said, can I have his agent? You just said that.
Yeah, but he had the pool before he had an agent.
Fair.
You know what I mean? So I think his wife makes a lot of money. I'll just talk out of school here. It doesn't really matter. Who cares? But I'm trying to figure out why he's got the pool, and I don't.
Well, it's also tough to have a pool in your situation.
No, of course. Fair enough. Right, exactly. Well, my situation. What do you mean my situation? Because people are listening like, in my situation, I live in an apartment.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, my situation. Well, what the hell do you think? I'm living on a street? I mean, people are like, the situation? Geez, what's going on over there? My situation is that I have an apartment, but I'm going to eventually get a house. That is the plan here with the, well, we're talking about blondes tonight. We're talking about the four non-blondes. The blonde that I'm married to, we got to figure out a way to, well, quite frankly, buy a house. By the way, Travis checks in. He likes this conversation that we're having. So it stemmed from, it's a long journey, but I'll get you there. Started off the show, went down to Nashville for my birthday, which has become an annual tradition with the bros here, turned 41 on Wednesday. Great time. And I talked about how just my experiences in Nashville and down south a little bit more, New Orleans, there are just more girls that are blondes down there. Up here in New York, New Jersey, there's just not as many. Some people have called to dispute that. You could dispute it all you want. I feel like it's accurate. And that led to me talking about the band Four Non-Blondes, which had the hit, What's Going On, among other hits. We found out they're still touring, which is cool. And then somebody called me about blondes in the world. And they gave me five blondes, and I can only keep four of the blondes. Like, you're picking your top four blondes out of the five. And then someone else just called me up again, gave me five blondes, more in the media blondes, and then I keep four, whatever. And away we go. This one guy hits me up and says, instead of Travis on social media, he's like, instead of getting rid of the blonde, why don't you set the other four up like it's pitching rotation? The other one could be a closer. I like that. Then everybody's involved. Nobody has to feel like they get eliminated because no one should be here. But I do think there are more blondes down south than there here. It's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. I have no way to actually go out there and count all the blondes. Oh, that'd be a fun activity. We could send Rosenberg out there and count some of the, all the blondes. How do you feel about this, Paul? Do you think there are more blondes down south or in California, or are there more blondes in New York and New Jersey?
I would probably lean towards the south than California, but a lot of that probably has to do with the climate.
I'm sorry I asked. What does the climate have to do with anything?
Sunlight. More sunlight makes some people's hair lighter.
You are aware that people dye their hair?
Yeah, for sure.
And we would count people that dye their hair as blondes.
I agree with that. Oh, I agree with your premise.
Right, but you brought up climate.
Yeah, I think it's the blonde hair conversation is partly climate-based.
No, it's actually not at all climate-based. There should be no mention. When I'm thinking, we're talking about hot blondes, and you're talking about the climate. Who cares about the climate?
What city or state tends to be hotter? California and Tennessee, or New York and New Jersey?
You know what? I actually, New York, California doesn't get as hot as you think.
But it is
consistently
stable, consistently
correct. But the heat and humidity of New York and New Jersey, as we've seen this summer, is awful. Now, I think the strength of the sun, because you're closer to the equator, right, down south, is stronger. But the heat and humidity, to me, is worse up here than it is in the locations.
Well, to be clear, humidity doesn't have any bearing on temperature.
No, I understand that, but it does in the way that you go outside and you feel hotter when it's more humid. You sweat more, you schwitz.
Question for you.
Okay.
You can only get rid of one thing. A blondie or blonde roast coffee? Blondie obviously is a brownie.
Yeah, I know what it is. You mean, are you explaining it to the audience or me?
Yeah.
Well, I said two things. You said yeah for both. Which one? Were you explaining that to me or to the audience?
Well, mainly you, because I don't...
I know what a blondie is. I'm going to get... Well, I'm off coffee now, so any kind of coffee, I'm going to get rid of it.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
By the way, on the trip, I said I wouldn't have a five-hour energy drink. I did, and I was up till 9 in the morning.
Yeah, you know, did the extra strength grape?
Yes. I only had half of it. Didn't matter. Still was up all night. Speaking of, by the way, and we'll get back to your calls in just 1 second, because I do have a take on the whole Deshaun Watson, Shador Sanders situation. We'll get back to your calls on the Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets, so you can line up now at 888-808-1019. Something happened to me yesterday flying back from Nashville to New York that perhaps you've experienced it. I've never experienced it before. So my buddy got delayed for mechanical reasons. He was supposed to fly out, I believe, at 10:30 in the morning. Okay. I end up going to the airport later because my flight was at 5 o'clock. Another buddy of mine that was on the trip, his flight was leaving right around 3:30. So we got to the airport a little early. We end up going to one of the restaurants there. Cool stuff. They got live music. It's like when you go to Vegas and they have slot machines in the airport. In Nashville, they have a lot of live music in the airport to sort of get you ready for what is the theme of Music City. So we're sitting down, we're enjoying some music, we're eating some food, and I get a text from my friend who was supposed to have left at 10:30 in the morning, his flight was. He texted me, he said, "Are you stuck in Nashville?" I said, "No, my flight's not till 5. He goes, "Well, I'm still at the airport." I go, "You're still at the airport? It's 1:30, 2 o'clock. You're supposed to fly out 4 or 5 hours ago." He goes, "Yeah, there's been multiple delays. There are mechanical issues, and it keeps getting pushed back each hour." "Okay, why don't you come meet us for lunch?" So he walks over there. Now, he's a member of one of the airline's clubs, which gives you free food, and that's a way to travel, by the way. Long story short, I ended up being in that club for him with a couple hours, and I got to watch some sports, enjoy some food, and sit there and have a little conversation before I took my flight home. But the thing that was starting to make me nervous from my end was there were flights that were going to New York, to LaGuardia, to JFK that were getting delayed because of weather. And I'm sitting there going, "All right, I'm going to be next. I'm going to get delayed because of weather, because there are flights that are landing later than me that are getting delayed. So in all likelihood, I am going to get delayed as well." Well, we never got delayed. And I thought it was kind of weird, but you go on a trip for 3-4 days. You're on zero sleep, essentially. You feel like crap. You don't want to think. You just want to get home. We get on the plane, and from Nashville to here, it's, what, 2.5 hours, maybe even quicker if you're hoofing it. About 2.5 hours in, all of a sudden, the pilot comes on the air and says, Perhaps you've noticed this, and by the way, I didn't. Perhaps you've noticed this, but we are in a little bit of a holding pattern right now. Excuse me? He goes, there was some unexpected weather up north. And I don't know where we're even at this point, but he said up north. And we are now in a holding pattern. So we're just going to wait for the weather to pass by. It should be good at LaGuardia. We'll be moving a little bit faster in a little bit. And the first thing I thought to myself is, boy, I hope we have enough gas. Because when you are just essentially floating in the air, like somebody in their tub, where you're just sitting there, my fear, or just, not fear is the wrong word, but my concern is that would be low on gas, we'd run out of gas, we'd have to do something about it. There's not exactly gas stations in the sky. So, there are?
You can refuel a plane to plane.
Right, Paulie, but I don't know if you know this or not, but when a plane is flying, there aren't a lot of planes near it.
No, but you can send up a fuel plane could get sent up.
You can send, so where would you send the fuel plane up? From the airport, though, right?
Correct. Or okay. From some airport near
right, me. It could be like private plane airport or yes. something. So, well, near us, like hopefully relatively near
wherever you were, if you were in a holding pattern in like Ohio, maybe weather is good in Ohio, so an Ohio refueling plane could help you guys out.
Got it. So they said that, and then I started being concerned about the fuel. So then maybe an hour goes by. Mind you, this is now like 9 o'clock. We were supposed to land around 8 o'clock. Because of the time change, you know what I mean? So it's a 2 hour and change flight plus the hour because you're going from central to, you know, Eastern time zone. This is your captain speaking. Yeah, we just don't have enough gas to get to New York. I was like, we don't have enough gas? Are we going to fall from the sky? What do you mean we don't have enough gas? And now I'm thinking, where in the world is Carmen San Diego? I have no idea where we actually are because this is a shorter flight, so they don't have the TV, which sometimes tracks where you are. So I have no idea where we are. We're somewhere between Nashville and LaGuardia, and we don't have enough fuel to get home. And he says, okay, we're going to have to make an emergency stop here. Like, what do you mean emergency? We're going to have to stop in Baltimore. And then the next thing that came out of their mouth is where I started to get nervous. They said, the plan is to get gas in Baltimore, but we'll let you know. Let us know. Am I spending the night in Baltimore? I would have rather spent the damn night in Nashville. Nothing against Baltimore. I do like the scene in Baltimore, but I would have gladly spent another night in Nashville. So we have to make, I'm throwing the word emergency in there. It's strong. I don't even know if they use the word emergency, but they definitely said we have to land in Baltimore. Okay, let's land in Baltimore. We now land in Baltimore. And you know what happens when we land in Baltimore. Everybody and their mother have to get up to, you guessed it, go to the bathroom, right? Because, you know, to me, it's like, yes, the flight's been about 2-3 hours, but everybody, you could have gone to the bathroom while we were in the air. You now wait till we get on the ground, they're refueling the plane, and I knew exactly what was coming next because I was in the front of the plane and there was a very long line. By the way, I think people are sending me pictures of Farrah Fawcett now for Blondes. I'm trying to concentrate on the show here. If you're going to tweet Blondes at me throughout the show, I'm not going to be able to do a radio show. I'm just going to go home. I just can't concentrate. I think this is Farrah Fawcett. I shouldn't. Charlie's Angels, that was Farrah Fawcett, right? Somebody correct me here if I'm wrong here. Farrah Fawcett. Let's make sure this is her. Yeah, yeah. It's Charlie's Angels, right? She was in that?
Yeah, I believe so.
You don't have a damn clue what I'm talking about.
I think she passed away like 20 years ago, right?
I don't know about that. Yeah, you're right. About 17 years ago. But I believe she was in Charlie's Angels. Anywho, so we go, where was I? Oh, yeah. So we go to Baltimore. We're going to refuel. Everybody's got to go to the bathroom. We then hear that about an hour later, this is your captain speaking. We've been cleared to leave. We have enough gas. Then it was followed by, but we can't leave until everybody is seated. Well, everybody wasn't necessarily cool with that. There were some people on the line that were refusing to go to their seats and were waiting to go to the bathroom, including one guy who turned around and said, everybody on the plane, I got to take a, and he said a word that I can't say, but he had to go tinkle. I'll be done quickly. And after he gives that speech, the, what are they called now? I almost used the word you can't call them. You can't, I'm not calling them this, but they used to be known as stewardesses. I don't think you're allowed to say that. Well, you're allowed to say whatever you want, but I don't think it's frowned upon.
Flight attendant?
To call them stewardesses. So yeah, I think it's flight attendants. The flight attendant said, yes, the Baltimore airport is going to close in about 10 minutes. If we don't leave in the next 10 minutes, we're going to have to spend the night in Baltimore. Buddy, you better take a tinkle and sit your ass down. I'm not spending a night in Baltimore. I already had to miss shows for the whole debacle in California when we had the huge snowstorm. Imagine me having to call up upper management again and saying I can't get home. Now, luckily, this guy was quick. Sat down. We barely got out of Baltimore before the damn place. And you know what the first thing I thought of? What am I calling them here?
Airport?
You know, let's do that one more again. Let's rewind that one. You know what the first thing that I thought of when I thought of that? Airports close? I had no idea. I thought airports were open all night. Apparently, and even LaGuardia closed. They're like, please leave LaGuardia. Like when I landed, because it was like midnight. If you don't mind, please leave LaGuardia because we're closing in an hour. Closing? This is New York City. You're telling me the airport's closed? For what? What if I assume they stay open if flights are delayed and late. But yeah, we were literally sitting in the air for hours. We essentially ran out of gas. We had a stop in Baltimore. It took an hour. And I figured that. It's not like a car where you're going to an Exxon and you're done in like 5 minutes. I figured the plane would take a long while to gas up. And then the whole bathroom fiasco. I was starting to think I was going to spend the night in Baltimore. I sat in that seat on that airplane for what should have been a 2-hour flight for 6 hours. 6 hours. We could have flown to Nashville and back, and still it wouldn't have been 6 hours. And all because, and everybody, like I texted, like when I hit the ground, I texted, you know, my wife or whatever, and the word I was getting was there was no weather. Like there wasn't any rain around here. Now, it could have been somewhere on the route or the route, you know, so to speak. But I think New York, Paulie, correct me if I'm wrong, was there any rain yesterday?
I think there was a lot of rain early morning.
Right, but we're talking now late afternoon. This would have been like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
I don't believe so, no. It's pretty nice outside.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I was being told. But apparently there was a storm. And I, like I said, I figured the flight was going to get delayed before we got on the flight. And I've never in my life, maybe other people have, I've never in my life been delayed in the air. We were literally sitting there.
Reminds me of a great episode from The West Wing called Angel Maintenance. I think it was like season 4, season 3.
This happened on that show?
Exact same thing. They were circling around.
Private or commercial?
No, it was on Air Force One. Mm-hmm. West Wing?
It could have been.
No, it was Air Force One. The issue with the landing gear wouldn't set.
Okay.
So they were circling around, and that's where they had to refuel in the air.
Right.
And so the president is like, we can't just keep flying around here forever. We, at one point, we have to get on the ground somehow. And this is reminding me of that. And I feel kind of almost at fault for this. Because if I was there, I would have told you, you got to get out of here before the weather. Either leave early Sunday or late Saturday night, or
I booked the flight months ago.
No, but you can adjust your flight.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because I had to adjust my flight flying to Nashville because of, did it rain Thursday? It better have. They were acting like it was going to be monsoons, these weather people. It's going to be this one freaking weather person's like, we're going to have 1 to 3 inches of rain an hour. An hour? Ted lost. What are you talking about? How is that possible?
It was a very wet week last week. I will say that.
Okay, so we clearly didn't get that much rain on Thursday. They were acting like it was going to be all, and I kept checking the weather as I do when I'm traveling, and it was getting worse and worse as the week goes on. Now, do I think weather people say it's going to be worse so people watch their show? Of course. But that's part of what we do here, too, at times. Jeez, Giancarlo Stanton will never play another game ever. 888-808-101. So I understand being a little hyperbolic. But I was watching the weather, and they were telling me 1 to 3 inches an hour. Now, it was, I think, 5 o'clock and later, but there were flood warnings at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My flight was at 2 o'clock. So I got an email from the airline saying, hey, you could change your flight free of charge. And rather than having what happened to me on Sunday, which I would have been, it's one thing to, on the way back, on the way there, I would have been furious if it was cutting into my trip and I'm sitting in the air twisting in the wind for 3 hours and then gassing up in Poughkeepsie or wherever the hell you're gassing up. I changed my flight till 7 in the morning, which somebody who keeps the hours I keep was not exactly my favorite thing to do. Luckily, I was able to go to sleep early, and I flew out 7 o'clock. Everything was fine. Got there at like 9 o'clock, took a little bit of a nap, and away we go. But yeah, we were sitting and twisting in the wind up there, and then you have to land in Baltimore to gas up. That has never, ever happened to me before.
That's fantastic. Now, did you see any, and by fantastic, I mean, I like those weird things, you know me. Like
yeah,
getting stuck,
and people
getting stuck in a thunderstorm and in a plane. I love
the natives were getting restless too. Nothing crazy, but we've all seen on social media some of these things that happen on airplanes. And I'm like, I never have the bandwidth for this. I do not want any kind of bandwidth. One guy refusing to sit down. He's got to go to the bathroom. There was a kid on the plane, and I get it. Like, I was sitting across from a family of, I think it was two parents there, and my older kid, he was probably like 11, and then they had a baby, and then I think it was their parents, so grandparents. I understand that. You have little kids, you're doubled what it should have been time-wise to get to your destination. You know that this is a kind of a ticking time bomb, so to speak, with your kids, and you're going to start getting restless. And that's, it was nothing too crazy, it was mostly friendly. But then you start blaming the airline. It's like no one's fault here. It's weather. You know. But I also thought you could fly above weather. Now apparently you can't. I thought they would just go above a storm.
Well, I've
flown in thunderstorms before. It's. You know what the funny thing too is? Some people get. I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure. People always get nervous with turbulence, and I get it. It's unsettling. But my understanding is it's not as bad as you think it is. Meaning turbulence feels scary, but in reality, it's very normal and not as scary as it feels.
The plane is doing its job. It's balancing.
Right, so exactly.
The plane is doing its job.
Right, but people feel that and go, oh, you like you can just feel
yes,
the tension.
Of course.
With
yes.
bad turbulence. Yes. Not with a little bump here and there. But sometimes if you like bottom out a little bit or you move to some people start to get really nervous. But it's like you said, it's the plane doing its job. The rain has just become a problem with me. I've had maybe I am Tommy the complainer tonight, but I've had enough of it, quite frankly. And now this is back-to-back flights where weather has played a major role to where I am now 8 hours of delayed in for two flights, one to Los Angeles in the winter because of the snow, and now here with Nashville, literally stuck in the air or floating in the air, so to speak, or going very, very slow in the air because of all this rain we're having.
You should know that. And I saw this earlier today, frankly, on one of my sites that I frequent. New York City, its rainiest August in 5 years was this year.
Yeah, yeah, I'll buy that. This year in August, I'll buy it. Five or six, I would have even went longer than that. Like I was telling the audience earlier, one of my friends that was on this trip, he's a former New Yorker, transplant now. He went to Ohio State, so he lives in Columbus now, or just outside of Columbus. Great city, by the way, Columbus. A lot of fun. He said that in July, it was like the rainiest month they had as far as July goes, in like 80 years. So it's been a very rainy month. So it's par for the course. Because even this time of year, it's supposed to start getting nice. And I looked ahead, and next week looks like crap. This is supposed to be the beautiful time of year.
It's a dangerous El Nino, La Nina pattern.
I did, yeah. That's what I was going to bring that up. I remember reading about this earlier in the year that we have an El Nino thing going on. Now, is that... Because I remember hearing about, I think of the Chris Farley joke, El Nino, it's Spanish for the Nino. And I remember hearing about El Nino a lot when I was a kid. I can't tell you the last time I thought or heard about El Nino, but is this something that we get all the time?
No, not all the time. But is there another moth in there?
Yeah, he's right up my nose right now. He's annoying the heck out of me. What do you want me to do about it? I can't. He's a moth. I'm doing a show. It's hard to eradicate the moth from here. But yeah, is
you ever see Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, I have seen it.
The moth.
What's going on with the El Nino?
I think there's a chance the winter in New York City.
Before you say anything, just know you're about to enter a world.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The pain if you give me bad news here. So you could dress it up a little bit. You could even say nothing. That's fine. But just be very careful. Just know this. We are coming off of one of the worst winters we've ever had. I thought June was a really good month, not only sports-wise, but also weather-wise. I think the last 2 months have sucked as far as the humidity and the rain. What you were about to tell me in the audience before we even hit Labor Day weekend about the winter better be good news, or it better be dressed bad news dressed up. So just, I gave you the warning. Now go ahead, Paulie.
I actually think we are going to have a less snowier
great
winter
news
than
oh,
last
that's great
year.
Oh, perfect.
Than last year.
Well, I mean, by you know, well, because of that one snowstorm, that was like four snowstorms in one. Remember, we hadn't had snow in a while. By the way, Jack and Wilton thinks I need to hire an agent. Jack, you think I should hire an agent? Why would I want to give someone else my money that I earned? What the hell? I mean, geez.
Well, I'm thrilled that you asked, because it's the same question I asked. So I've worked in late night television my entire life.
Yep.
And I asked my mentor when I was paying my dues at Saturday Night Live. I asked my boss the same question. Like, you know, I'm going to be a writer one day, and how Why would we give money away? That makes no sense. And he said, Jack, a good agent is always going to get you more money than he's going to take away. And in my
experience, he's also incredibly, Jack, I'm sorry to cut you off, but he's also incredibly motivated to get you money, more money, because he's got a percentage of that. So he's gonna fight for that money. He's not, where with me, I'll just peel the curtain. You know, if I ask for more money and they tell me no, I just go, okay. You know what I mean? Because you want to keep your standing at your job. You know, you don't want to ruffle feathers. So I understand that. Where an agent don't give an F and they want more money.
Yes, but that's the other thing. That's the other beauty of having the agent, is you don't have to be the person having those talks, right? You can still be friendly. You know, there's no animosity.
You're not the bad guy.
Let him go be the pain in the neck.
Right. That's fair enough. Yeah. So you give him sort of the list of demands you want, and then they can have the uncomfortable conversations. That's fair.
Yes, absolutely. And there was one gig that I was up for that I was like, you know, I had a little more experience than some other writers. So I was like, oh, we should ask for like a little bit more. And so I was like, yeah, I can maybe like $100 a week. And he's like, screw that. Let's do $500 a week. And I'm like, what? Like, they're going to hate me. No. And he's like, let's just ask. Boom. They're like, okay. I would have never asked for that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any bosses hate you for asking for more money, but I do think they have a job to make you seem like they're annoyed. But I don't think in reality they are annoyed, because who wouldn't want to ask for more money?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think any of the big names in my business or your business ever walk in and go, you know what I want in my next contract? Less money. So obviously everybody wants more money, you know.
That's true. But then, you know, agents are also going to hear about, you know, obviously you would never, this is your dream job and your dream station, but, you know, maybe this agent, you know, hears about the next Pardon the Interruption or the next, right. You know, Around the Horn type of show starting. He's like, Tommy, we should put you up for that. like, oh, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it gives you more leverage. Yeah, it gives you more leverage, for sure. Yeah, yeah. You know what it is, too, Jack? There's a part of me that I've always kind of had this, and maybe this is probably pie in the sky. I always felt like there would be somebody that would reach out to me, maybe an up-and-coming agent, that believed in me, and then him and I, or even her, whatever, we would then grow as a pair together. Rather than me just joining a stable of a guy that has a million clients, it's just like I'm just one of a million, and I'm just like everybody else. Like that's just sort of my dream sort of scenario. It hasn't happened yet, but I've also been full-time for 7 months, so we still got time.
Oh, well, totally, and two very quick thoughts on that, because I feel the same way, and had that same choice in my career. Do I go for a boutique person, a young, hungry person, but without the connection, or the more connected CAA type,
right,
who's going to like know everybody and be part of packages? So I understand that, and and part two, man, you know, like don't wait around for others to discover you. Go get it, man. Go get it.
Right.
Like, look where you are already, man. That you're a go-getter. Go if you want it, don't wait around for someone else to discover your brilliance. Go get it.
No, it's great advice, not just for me, for everybody else. That's what I give people that call up the show. Hey, I want to get in the business. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I do say that myself. You got to go get it. You got to be this. You got to be that. So you're right. It's that double-edged sword, because then you go, I don't want to give up some of my money. But I hear you on the uncomfortable conversations. I understand that. Let them go be the bad guy. Totally get that. By the way, Deshaun Watson won the starting job for the Browns, and the Jets play the Browns this year. We'll see what the quarterback situation is by week. I think it's week 5 that the Jets play the Browns, and that'll be an interesting game, too, because if the Jets, let's just play it out like this. And we're going to bleak, meaning it's going to look bleak here, just for the sake of the conversation. Because if it looks great, then there is no conversation. But the idea of it being bleak, if the Jets lose week 1, which is on the table, if they lose to Saleh and the Titans, a team that a lot of people have some high hopes for this year. But you're catching them at a good time with the new coaching staff. Well, let's say the Jets lose that game. And then they have 3 really tough games after that. Bears, Packers, Lions. 2 of them on the road. Packers is week 2 at home for the Jets. If you start out 0-4 and you're facing the Browns, that could be one of those games that if the Jets were to lose that, Aaron Glenn would be fired. And who knows who the quarterback for the Browns will be at that point. But Deshaun Watson, number one, he stinks at this point. But I think it says a lot about Shador, too, who I had a lot of hopes for when he came into the league. What I'm getting at is whether it is J.J. McCarthy or Shador Sanders, I get the lottery ticket theory. Let's see what you got with Klubnik. Obviously, you're going to have Geno start in the year. Geno could give you a year here. He could be the backup of the future. Geno Smith is not your quarterback of the future. And there's nothing against Geno, but I think you'd want to get a young quarterback in here to be your guy to build your franchise around, much like the Giants are doing with Jackson Dart. I would not take a lottery ticket on Shador or McCarthy. I would just play this year out and then find your guy next year. Muji, this team, they have set themselves up where they have multiple picks in the first round, and they will have the opportunity to draft that future quarterback. And listen, I don't think so, but if Cade Klubnik ends up being that guy, great. Then you're already set, and you are in great shape. Once
you find that quarterback, your entire fortunes as an NFL franchise change
for the next 10, 15, as long as I stay healthy, for the next 10 or 15 years. You have made it to the dance. You have made it to the conversation, and you have made it to the point where year in and year out, you are in playoff contention, and you have a chance, an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And those are all things that are so foreign to the Jets franchise, and it's because their quarterback play has not been very good. Moose, I know you usually go by Moose. Rosenberg wrote Mustafa, which I know is your real name. Are you now going by Mustafa? You no longer want to go by Moose?
Yes. Okay. Yes, first of all, good Loogie thing on this 5-hour Lugowski.
Yes, we're having some Lugazania here. We're enjoying it.
Yes, definitely. And I'd like to tell you that I've retired the name Moose because I got it from a pizzeria when I was in elementary school living in Briarwood, Queens, because I built a reputation as being a brawler. And they said it's like a moose hit you because my name is Mustafa the Moose.
Got it. So you were throwing hands.
And I don't want to be associated with peace. I don't know if you've seen the news recently about people coming out of sewers and how that relates to pizza. All I got to say is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in terms of Pizzagate, and that speaks for itself.
Yeah, I don't want to get anybody fired. Yeah, I'm a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan. I was always, Michelangelo was my favorite of them. Now, so what you're telling me is Mark Melusis did not send you a cease and desist.
No. This is because I grew up in that time where the information is now coming out in terms of prominent figures, if not more will be. Because it's the age of whistleblowers and stuff, because people are truth seekers like Rosenberg, not including him in that controversy. I'm just saying, like I just don't want false rumors being spread about me. I just
grew up
in a different time.
Yeah, and then you have to explain it all over. Like with people, with me, not that it's exactly the correlation, obviously, but people like don't like the Loogie nickname. Like, don't you know it's phlegm? And then I have to explain the origins of it, and they go, oh, I totally understand why you do it. But I get it. You know, if you have something like that your entire life and, you know, things change, you want to change it. So, yes, we will not even put Moose on the board anymore. We will just write Mustafa in Jamaica.
Yes. And I'd like to say, secondly, blondes do nothing for me, so I have no 4 out of 5 blondes for you.
Yeah, you know what, though? Can I just argue that one with you slightly? Not that they necessarily have to do something for you, but to me, I'm a fan of all hair color, to be honest with you. I mean, like, I know some people
are. Don't discriminate.
Right, I don't discriminate regularly.
Yeah. That's my
if a hot girl wore this is my single days, if she, I don't care what hair color, she could have green hair. I'd be like, okay, sounds good to me.
And speaking of which, my preference is a brunette whose hair gleams red in the sunlight with green eyes, and then it's like forget about it.
Forget about it. Sometimes it just means forget about it. But I smell what you're cooking on that.
So yeah, now to talk about the Deshaun Watson situation, we got to keep it real, but we're gonna keep it PC. There are kids watching, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, in terms of the controversy off the field.
Oh yeah,
you're a prominent, affluent, well-paid, well-known professional athlete with a lot of money, and you have the world as your oyster.
No doubt about
traded
it.
Traded to a new team, and everybody knows the professional ranks. You've seen it with the owner of the 49ers.
Yep.
In terms of the extracurricular benefits of being in the know.
Right.
So I'm not here to defend him hitting women, using weapons, or doing things against their will, but we know that certain lines get blurred. Not to throw dirt on this man's name, rest in power, Kobe Bryant. If you remember the incident in Colorado, he was exonerated of all criminal charges, paid a hefty settlement, bought his wife with an engagement ring, the amount of money most of us will never make in our life, and then that's that. So you know how it goes. Now for him on the field, I'm rooting for him because I like the way he plays, but at the same time, with the contract and the outs they built into it and a fan base that has starved since its inception, technically, then moving to Baltimore.
Right.
And all that controversy that
of course
they cease to exist. So you can understand the frustration of the fan base from somebody who's supposed to be the promised one to somebody who's now a disappointing start.
Oh, of course. And listen, based on Deshaun Watson, I mean, look, he was a great player at Clemson, and he had so much promise in his early career in Houston. And his play on the field, I mean, the last time I saw him play quarterback, I thought he was the worst quarterback in the league. The worst. And that's what, what does that say about Shador? And I was a believer in Shador coming out of college. I'm obviously less of a believer of him now. How could you not be if he can't win the job in this situation? And it's funny, when I was sitting there at the lounge yesterday waiting for my flight, I was sitting with my buddy. He actually was annoyed because there was like a bunch of games on. He was annoyed by seeing Shador Sanders, because he was like basically celebrating after every pass in a preseason game. I have to be honest. It didn't annoy me, but I could see where that would be like, all right, you're a quarterback, act a certain way. It's preseason. You score a touchdown. You do something great, fine, but you complete a 10-yard pass. You don't need to be flexing. You don't need to be celebrating. Okay. All right, if that burns your ass, that's fine. But for me, it didn't. It really doesn't. But yeah, the Browns, much like the Jets, which is ironic because they're playing each other this year, you talk about two franchises that have been looking for that quarterback for so long, and that's a reason, biggest reason, one of the reasons, one of the biggest why both of those franchises have had the lack of success that they've had. I don't think Watson can play in the league anymore. Certainly seems like Shador can't. So the Browns are in a miserable position where the Jets, I think Geno has a lot more in the tank than Deshaun does. And we don't know anything about Cade Klubnik at this point as far as at the pro level. So it's an unknown. It's at least something that could be good. Remains to be seen, but could be good. And then the Jets are set up, obviously, in the first round with a bunch of picks. And Muji has done a good job of moving on from younger players and acquiring said picks. But now the Jets have to do something with those picks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We will get back to your calls. We'll get into the Giants, including somebody that is a... We're not going to get crazy here, but it's a fantasy football question. But it does tie into the Giants, so we will address that. Oh, I have not gotten into whether I went to the movies by myself to see The Odyssey. And I know somebody on the line wants to ask me about that. So coming up, we'll talk about that. We'll get into the Yankees more, the Jets, the Mets, whatever really is on your mind for the final couple of hours here of After Hours. It is a Big Lugowski. The phone number to join the conversation is 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on the Fan.
I had a double stuffed Oreo recently. And I don't remember where it was, but I know that I get into this conversation with my wife all the time where she'll buy Oreos and they're single stuff. And I say, well, what about the double stuff? She goes, single stuff is enough. And I go, well, how dare you, quite frankly, trying to limit my stuffing. I mean, who are you to say if single stuff or double stuff is enough? If I want to go triple stuff, if I want to go mega stuff, I'm going to have as much stuff in my Oreo as I please. Not to say I won't eat the single stuff because I love Oreos, but I really love double stuff. By the way, I'm a little tired. I haven't had a ton of sleep. I'm just back from Nashville for my birthday annual bro trip that we do out there. So I'm lagging a little bit here. Rosenberg, Paulie, who told me we weren't going to work together for a few more weeks, and now he just told me we're going to be working together for the next 2 weeks. So it just tells you that it's par for the course for him. He's a little stunod, but he was nice enough.
Paul Rosenberg, the glue.
He was nice enough to give me a bag of these like sugary snacks. They were like this blueberry sugary snack thing that tasted really good. So I had a couple of them earlier, but now I'm dragging again. So Paul, if you don't mind, can you just grab them?
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. But Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, I need a couple more here.
Oh, I ate them all already.
You told me when I opened the bag, because I was like, yeah, I'm going to have like one or two. You're like, no, it's yours. Have them. I was like, all right, fine. And I put it out there on my cubicle for me to eat later. Now what you're telling me is you walked over to my cubicle and you ate the snacks that you gave to me to eat so I could get through the show and get to midnight and get to bed at some point.
See, the issue is it was in my cubicle, not yours.
Did you think for a minute that perhaps because I'm sleep deprived, because I'm so tired, that just perhaps I thought it was my cubicle and I placed them down there and it was an honest mistake? And maybe you could have asked me before you ate the thing that I wanted to eat there to get me through the next couple hours.
Well, I have another package of stuff.
I don't want the other stuff. I want that thing. It tasted good.
I have many snacks. I thought that if you wanted them, you would have kept them on your person. And you did not do that.
I think there was a sort of a nonverbal agreement that you had given me these things to eat, and then I could do with them whatever I want, meaning if I wanted to leave them in your cubicle, if I wanted to put them in my cubicle, if I wanted to stuff them down my pants, it was whatever, meaning they were now mine, not yours. I'm just thinking of an extreme example of something I could do with these snacks.
Well, I would not have gone down there.
Well, yeah, obviously once they got in that region.
Cubicle.
I understand. If I had set them down my pants and you reached for them, we would have a problem.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Become the fisticuffs.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so then you know what? I'm not going to blow a gasket. Number one, I'm exhausted. But here's how you're going to make it up for me.
What do you need?
Because people have been talking about this for the last couple weeks, and I assume you have them in your bag, so you can go get them for me. The cosmic brownies that we ate on the air.
Oh, I love them. Were they great?
They were great, and I've been fiending for them ever since, and the audience has called up multiple times asking me if I have eaten any more, and what I said to them was, I don't have them, Rosenberg does, but I gave him specific instructions multiple times when we left that night. Paulie, I don't know when I'm going to see you next, could be tomorrow, could be a week from now, the schedule's all over the place in the summer, but just hold on to the brownies, and then the next time we know we're working together, bring them back in, and we'll have them. So, it's the next time we're working together, can you please go get them? I'd like to have one.
I can't do that, I ate them all.
Come on!
You didn't take them with you.
I gave them to you to hold on for safekeeping. I don't want all of them.
You have known me for years, and you thought I was not going to eat brownies?
They're our brownies. The reason I didn't take all of them, as you know, when I get to the summer, especially when I have trips like this, I cut weight. It's like a fighter. I have to cut weight. I can't have the fat face. I want to look good. I want to feel good. So I cut weight. And I have. But I didn't want to stuff brownies down my throat for weeks and weeks leading into the trip. That's why I gave them to you for safekeeping, because I didn't trust myself. Thinking that the guy that did buy the brownies, but bought them not only for the show, but for both of us to enjoy. And I told you to keep the brownies safekeeping, which you interpreted as your freaking stomach. And now they're, who knows what sewage system they're in. And now I don't have any brownies. Just to recap, you ate the snacks that you gave me in one of the breaks. Those are gone. You ate the cosmic brownies. You ate the Oni. And we don't have anything that I want to eat here. Is that essentially sum it up?
I mean, we don't, but we have a ton of callers. 888-808-1019.
What is a caller going to do? Feed me.
If you want to help Tommy.
No, you're not sending food here. No. That's not.
That's at Tommy Lugauer on Twitter, at Paul Randomness on Twitter.
I don't know what your freaking Twitter account has anything to do with anything. I am not going to have the audience deliver me food. If that is what you're implying, I don't need them to deliver me food. What I need is for you, Paulie, as the producer of the show, part-time basis now, because you're off gallivanting on other shows, but I needed you to follow simple instructions when it came to the Cosmic Brownies, and that is keep them in your bag and then obviously at your apartment, and then when you see that we're working together, bring them in. Especially post-trip, because now I can't get crazy, but I got to have a little bit more dessert, a little bit more of the finer things in life, because if I put on a pound or two, it's fine because the trip is now passed. And what you're telling me is the Cosmic Brownies are no longer where they need to be, which is...
No, I finished them like 3 weeks ago.
It was an entire box of brownies.
Well, you had two.
I had one.
You had one?
I had one.
I had the rest. I think I might have given them the rest. I might have like put them out.
What do you mean, put them out? What are you, is it trick-or-treaters?
No, for here, with all the vultures.
Why would you do that with my brownies? I said, do not.
I thought you only wanted to try one.
That night on the air, I only wanted to try one. Yes, for the purpose of the show and the segment, one cosmic brownie is all I wanted. But then off air, Paul, I told you, please keep an eye on the brownies. Keep them at your place. I can't have a ton of dessert this summer because I got the trip coming up. But once it's over and once it's done, I'd like to enjoy a couple of brownies.
Well, you should have reminded me.
I'm not here on this earth to remind you of things. You are an adult. You are a grown man. Write it down. It's not my job. It's my job to tell you what to do, so to speak. And then it's your job, Paul, to write it down and remind yourself. If I'm here to remind you, then I might as well just do everything myself.
I'm just asking for you to remind me of specific.
Yeah, no. I'm not here to remind you. So you have a pen, you have paper, you have a phone that has notes in it, you have a calendar at home. If you don't, buy one.
Calendar?
Yeah, as a producer at this radio station, you should have a calendar.
I don't have a calendar. A calendar.
It is a way and a vehicle to remember things that I tell you. And one of the things
This isn't a dictatorship, you tell me.
No, this is a Tomtatorship! This is a Lou Gatorship! I rule with an iron fist! And I want my brownies now, and I don't have them!
You want me to get them for you for tomorrow?
Maybe. I'll think about
it. Say the word. You have to ask me.
I still don't want all of them. That's the problem that we run into here, is that I don't want a whole box of brownies. Think about it overnight. See if there's something, Paul, that individually, dessert-wise, that you could bring in for me tomorrow. Individual, though.
Frozen?
No, not necessarily. It could be something that you get too that I get. You buy two of them.
You know what I just tried?
A salad, hopefully?
No, well, you know me. I love salad. Although, not recently with the cyclospore situation.
Yeah, but you dip
gotta
it in,
stay away from the salads.
Yeah, the prop.
Well, specifically iceberg.
You don't have to say, folks, there's no cure for weird, but okay, go ahead. In your position right now with your weight, you should not be staying away from salads.
Oh, no.
If it means that you get the runs, you get the runs.
I mean, listen.
Come on!
With my tummy situation, need that.
You should be, the food with you, Paulie, there should be more exiting than entering. Let's just leave it that way, okay?
Already taking care of that, Tommy, don't worry.
You're a little bit, quite frankly, overweight.
Technically, I'm not. I'm not,
Paul. You are.
I'm not. Look at your.
What is your BMI?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going for my physical in like 2 weeks.
Paul, okay, you're technically not overweight. Okay, let's put it this way: if you were to take your shirt off at the pool or the beach, would women there be attracted to you?
If they're attracted on the inside, absolutely. And my personality would.
I didn't ask you that. Would they be attracted to your stomach that you have? Would they be attracted to your naked body or naked upper body?
I think some females.
No.
Wait, let me finish. I think some females, and if you're a female listening, 888-808-1019, would be attracted to the quote-unquote dad bod.
Yeah, but how many kids do you have? Because your dad bod takes it to another level.
Oh, it's a dad bod without being a dad.
Right. Well, I mean, you look like you're pregnant. You look like you're about to be a dad.
No, it's not. You know what it is?
Oh, Paul, come on!
You know what it is?
What?
Pleasantly plump.
You're big boned? Is that what it is?
No, pleasantly plump. You can't take a call.
I have to Kyle needs to know if I went to go see the Odyssey. You distract the hell out of me!
We're up against it!
You distract me! I was supposed to get to him minutes ago!
Then say the ID.
When you take your shirt off at a pool, Paul, do women find you attractive? We never got to the
bottom.
You'd
have to ask them.
What do you think, Paul?
I don't know what they think.
Okay. You're overweight. And listen, I have problem areas. So he's mean to Rosenberg. Relax, okay? Jeez, this is not courtesy class. F the machine, F the machine, F the machine. And what are you, Ricky? Friend to the working man? It's okay. I get called everything under the sun around here, so it's fine.
It's not a tit-for-tat situation, though.
No, right, like, but where are the people calling for my defense
because,
all these years?
When you're in the position you're in.
Well, I wasn't for years.
But don't worry about the past.
What position
are you
in?
A politician?
What position are you in, Paul? You're not digging ditches back there. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Compared to you, the position I am in,
okay. Let's get back to the crux of the conversation. If those people were in my position and they told someone in your position to not eat the damn brownies, and you did eat the brownies, should someone in my position be upset about it or not?
I don't believe you told me not to eat the brownies.
So
we have a failure of communication.
No, we don't have a failure. We have a failure of communication. We don't have a failure of communication. What we have a failure of is you are not a good listener, number one. I don't know. She said something about me not listening. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. But I specifically told you that. I know I did. And I'm not lying. I'm not BSing. I told you not to eat the brownies. And yet you ate them. We spent weeks talking about this.
Months.
And I got one measly brownie out of it. And you ate a million of them. And you think your stomach's something. Okay. I got to talk to Kyle, though. I can't talk to him right now about the Odyssey.
Right. No, Kyle's got to wait.
Coming up,
Kyle, I'm sorry for Tommy.
You'll find out if I've seen the Odyssey, plus your calls. We'll get back to the Yankees, Giants, a full menu of things here of sports over the next 2 hours. The phone number to join the conversation is 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not magic.